It's great to speak to Simon Johns, who is the chairman of FC Willoma. So are you there, Simon?
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having us.
Great to talk to you. Now, this week is Baby Loss Awareness Week, which is running from the 9th of October to the 15th of October. And Brentwood Cathedral here is going to be lit up blue and pink in support of the Awareness Week. Simon, tell us about FC Willoma and why you started it.
So sadly, in 2019, me and my partner was expecting to have our daughter, Jessica, and a couple of weeks before her due date, my partner had been at work for the day and just couldn't remember the last time that she'd felt her move. So we went to the hospital just to have a check, as you're told to. And sadly, was given the devastating news that they couldn't find a heartbeat. Obviously, we was told at that point that she'd passed away. And then she was born a couple of days later. And off the back of that, we struggled. We still do struggle with the grief of coming to terms with that loss. And obviously, with Baby Loss Awareness Week, although it is this week, throughout the year, the stats are roughly 14 babies a day die in the UK alone, let alone the world. So it's just something that there isn't much support out there. It's got better over the 2 years that since we lost Jessica, so it's getting better, but there's still much more that needs to be done. So our football club was started off the back of that, really.
People don't want to mention anything, do they? They don't want to say anything because people don't know how to react with parents.
Yeah, and that's the... I mean, obviously we'll talk about the football club, but that's one of the good things about the football club. Although we do a lot more than just football, it's getting friends, family, obviously the mums and dads together that have all been through that tragedy. You know, there's a lot of stuff around mental health and all kinds of problems that people need to speak about more. But baby loss is one of those ones that unfortunately people, you know, like ourselves and a lot of other people that are within the football club, that they've lost friends because of what's happened, simply because friends or, you know, even family members didn't know what to say to them at the time and shied away from speaking to them. And it's, you know, one of the nicest things we can have is people talk about Jessica.
Obviously, for some guys, it's more difficult for guys to talk about this than it is women. Women, I think, are quite used to being quite open. But with men, sometimes you're meant to feel as if you're meant to take all of this on board and not really say very much.
Yeah, in essence, although it's a football club, like I say, we do a lot more than just football. And although, yes, it's primarily for the dads to come along, other family members, friends do come along. And a lot of the parents, the mums that come down, whether that be wife, partner, girlfriend, a lot of friendships have been made outside of the group as well. So we cover the whole of Essex. We've got players from where you located yourself, from Brentwood, Chelmsford, obviously, itself. Stansted, Southend, Braintree. So, you know, my hat goes off to all the dads that do come. They have a big journey twice a week on a Thursday and a Sunday. We based at Rittle Sports and Social Club in Chelmsford because it's central to the county.
Yep.
So it was just to try and make it fair for everyone. I mean, I'm based in Langdon myself. And like I say, yeah, we I say it's training. It's a group of guys of all ages. You know, there's no, I think the youngest we've got is 24 and the oldest is 51.
Yep.
There's no fitness requirements. There's no ability requirements. We've got people that can play football, people that can't play football. And I say we meet up on a Thursday night for an hour, like I say, at Rittle Sports and Social Club. And then we've got two teams that play. So we've got what's called an open age team. So you can be of any age that play in that group. They play in the local Chelmsford League on a Sunday. This year we've also got a vets team where, again, not for the nicest of reasons, but the club has grown so much over the last 18 months. Sadly, a lot more dads have joined that have lost children. Mm. But we've now got a vets team as well. So we had a fair few dads like myself who are over 35 that want to play football still but can't run around after 19, 20 year olds anymore.
Yeah.
So we've joined a vets league as well to try and cater for the older dads as well.
Yeah. I said to you off air, what difference have you seen that it makes to guys that actually join you that have suffered a bereavement of losing a child?
I think the misconception when we speak to people is that because we've all lost children and the way it's it's brought up about, you know, it's a community club and you're there to support each other. A lot of people seem to think that we just meet up on a Thursday and a Sunday and we all stand around and have a cry and talk about our children 24/7. It's not that. Mm. It's just the case of that everybody knows that they're standing next to somebody that's been through a similar experience. Obviously, we've got people that sadly have lost children via miscarriage all the way through to literally at birth, or some people sadly at birth, and some people have had neonatal death where it's, you know, been days and weeks after. Mm. So there's people through the club that have had every experience that you could imagine. And even in the after, we've got a WhatsApp group, so obviously people will go on to have other children, so there's support there from people that, again, that have had various children after. People that sadly have lost children after they've joined the club. It's a way of people knowing, like I say, that you're surrounded by people that will understand. If you do need to have a chat, there's people that will be more than willing to chat with you, listen to what you're going through. And like I say, it's not just about the team. On a Sunday, a lot of the mums and family members come down as well. And when we do try to make it a community, it's beneficial just in terms of it gives people an hour's headspace on a Thursday and an hour and a half on a Sunday to, well, two things really, clear their mind of maybe if they've had a really poor week and get out and be active, which is nothing to do with baby loss. That's just things that people should do in life in general. Mm. But it does give them a chance as well to, you know, play in memory of their children and have that, again, maybe that hour that they wouldn't maybe get in a working week to actually remember their children.
You do various charity fundraising throughout the year. What have you got coming up?
Yeah, so we do a lot. I mean, a lot of people might recognise us. I mean, we originally were formed as a group called Sands United because that we played and basically raised money for the charity Sands, which is a stillbirth and neonatal death charity. Yeah. They're one of the sort of national big charities that support baby loss. But this year, like I said, we rebranded because we wanted to support local charities. We're based in Essex. There's a lot of charities in Essex that are a lot smaller that don't get funding and you know, the awareness that maybe they should do, as well as the hospitals. So we do various fundraisers. Also, we do our own, through the football, we'll do charity games and bits and bobs like that. But we do golf days. We've got one next week this coming Saturday, at Three Rivers in Chelmsford, so we'll do three or four of those a year. We've got a large one next year at Celtic Manor for over 100 people for 2 days. We do fishing competitions. We do, through lockdown, we did online quizzes, which raised over £1,000. We've got lined up in the next 6 to 8 months, hopefully a race night at Rittle Sports and Social Club, and looking to do an evening with an ex-West Ham player.
Yep.
So we've got lots in the pipe. So I say, again, it's, although it's a football club, we want as many people to be involved as possible.
Yeah.
And like I say, some people don't play football, so the golf and the fishing and the quizzes gives other people an opportunity to join in as well.
And where can people find out more, Simon?
We've got all the general social media, so Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, FC Valoma. I'll be honest, that's the easiest way to contact us through there, because there's obviously numerous people that can pick up those messages.